Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, after I mentioned it last week, quite a few people have been emailing me saying that they have had the X Factor guilt this weekend. Remember, we were talking about this last week. When you watch it and you laugh, but then you get a certain kind of pang deep down inside you where you think, I shouldn't be laughing because these people, they're not right. Now, obviously, everyone was laughing along at this bloke. This is fine.
Hopefully, 5 years' time, I'll see myself singing to thousands, maybe millions of people. So shall I start?
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm not going. I'm staying, and you.
See, that's fine laughing at him.
Right.
And this one, he was loving it.
Zippity doo dah, zippity yay. My oh my, what a wonderful day.
Fine to laugh at them. However, this guy, Thomas, were you laughing at home and feeling just a little bit guilty?
I'm Thomas.
What do you do?
I'm a musician, I play, songwrite, and I've got a whole album ready to go.
An album? What's it called?
It's called It's Thomas.
No, why? See, are you not getting the guilt?
No, not in the slightest.
Have you played the album to anyone yet?
Only my family. I've been keeping it under wraps, just in case.
Just in case of what? He's not played the album to anyone, keeping it under wraps, just in case. And, this is what Thomas has to offer the judges.
When I was young, I never needed anyone. Making love was just for fun.
Oh, dear.
Those days are gone. All by myself. Don't wanna be.
Stop laughing.
All by myself.
Stop it.
Anymore.
Thank you.
Right. See, you're all laughing, but Thomas is clearly not right, and you should get the X Factor guilt.
Well, I don't.
I disagree with you. I'll be watching the show, and I'm sure I'm going to see a hell of a lot worse than me on the show, Simon, and you know it.
That's doubtful.
Stop it. Seriously, I got the real guilt when I was watching that. He's not right. And now, Thomas's final thought.
We deserve a chance. Us normal little people. But you don't give that chance. So, only you'll have to answer to God when you get to the gates of heaven. Goodbye.
Aww.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
One. Podcast.
Now, you know the man in Atlanta that took it upon himself to sit with a webcam facing him on the internet and count to a million for no particular reason? Million count man?
Yes.
We've been following this since the very start. He started counting on the 18th of June, and it took him 89 days. But we followed it right from the beginning.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
These are some highlights for you now.
13, 14.
Not 15, playing the whole thing, 15, are you?
17, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah. The next 89 days on Radio 1.
24, 25.
So he's been counting ever since, just sat there counting day in, day out on the internet, on the webcam.
33, 34, 35,
and now,
36, 37.
He's done it!
He hasn't
actually finished counting. Check this out.
999,991.
I know a lot of people text in every day saying, how's Million Count Man doing? So I'm just giving you an update.
I wonder how it's going to end.
Well, that's the most surprising bit, listen.
999,999.
Here we go. I don't know what that was. Should I go cash register?
1,000,000.
Right, so he's got to a million after 89 days. How would you celebrate?
A beer?
Nope. A ringtone version of the Birdie song.
Is he now doing the Birdie song dance?
Yes.
I'm
What?
Why would you do that? Now, if that was me and I'd spent the last 89 days, if I'd been counting on the internet up to a million since the 18th of June, I'd at least want some kind of Z-list celebrity maybe springing out of a box. A Jodie Marsh or somebody. Or I'd want, you know...
Now we're talking.
Yeah. I'd want fireworks.
Yeah. Well, not inside.
I'd want fireworks like on the end of Meet Joe Black. Have you seen that film?
No.
You haven't. That surprises me. Brad Pitt, Anthony Hopkins, no?
No.
No, there's really good fireworks at the end. That's how I would have wanted to end my counting to a million.
I thought Joe Black was an actor.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, my mate has been going out with this new girl for about, I think, nearly 2 months now.
Okay.
Not had a girlfriend for a while. Mm. And he was telling me earlier this morning, it was the weekend of Meeting the Parents this weekend.
Right? That's a good film.
That is a good
that
film.
That is a good film.
That's a good one as well, isn't
it? Yeah, I like that one.
Is that Adam Sandler?
No, it's the other one.
I get them confused.
Yeah, I get them confused all the time.
Who's the other one?
It's Ben...
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. Not
God,
ben
you're rubbish.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck.
No, but that's no, good.
Ben Affleck is friends with Matt Damon.
Yeah. Is he going tonight to the cinema with you?
Yeah, it's me, Ben, oh, okay. And Matt.
Robert De Niro
in a
as
Bourne
well.
Ultimatum Sarnie.
Anyhow, sorry.
Anyway, right, so he went to... He went to meet the parents, and the mum, it was quite scary, was saying how they don't watch TV in their house.
All right.
That they make their own entertainment. I hate that. Has anyone ever said that to you before? That's happened to me before.
No, that's never happened to
me. Hey, let's just chat. You know, we can make our own entertainment.
Oh, no.
Right. How could playing a game of charades or, you know, Trivial Pursuit, how is that possibly ever going to be better than X Factor?
Hmm? No, I would agree with you on
playing
that.
Playing a game with someone's parents you've never met before, how is that possibly better than watching Ant and Dec? Right? They had McFly dressed as garden gnomes on that show. They spent a fortune on that. You're telling me that Trivial Pursuit is better than that, are you? God. Right, that is why the divorce rate is so high and why people split up all the time.
What, Trivial Pursuit?
No, just people that... There's probably people that are making their own entertainment because they're talking to each other too much. If you just ignore each other and watch TV, then you're going to stay together a lot longer.
Brilliant advice.
Thank you. Let's make our own entertainment. Who are you?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Back to Million Count Man. Mm. I'm so disappointed about the end of his counting up to a million, that I'd like to do something special for him.
Okay.
All right? Because I just don't think that he celebrates. And I mean, like, a ringtone version of the Birdie song, that ain't good enough. You've been doing that for 89 days. Think of how much of your life you've wasted. You need to go out with a bang. Okay. So I'm going to do that for him right now.
Go on, then.
Right?
999,994.
Some people said they were getting goosebumps as he was approaching a million on
they
the text.
They really need to sort themselves out.
999,997.
Come on. 999,999. This is more of what you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
All right, we're just talking about people that say, hey, let's not put the TV on tonight. Let's make our own entertainment instead. Like my mate who went to meet his new girlfriend's parents at the weekend, and that's exactly what they said. Some of the texts, like, Well, they've got no TV. What does their furniture point at? Well, they have a TV, but they just don't switch it on because they prefer to make their own entertainment. I would have told them where to go, wouldn't you? Get lost. It's Saturday night, X Factor, Ant and Dec. Are you such a big head? You're telling me you're more entertaining than Ant and Dec? Well, I don't think so.
Radio 1. What if it had been Dance X?
Actually, yeah, let's make our own entertainment.
Yeah, I'd have rather sat in silence and stapled myself to a chair, I think, than watch.
I've got Fall Out Boy coming out. Wasn't the best Dance X, was it, to be honest?
It wasn't
my favourite.
I
would have been happy with a bit of Trivial Pursuit rather than Dance X.
Yeah, anything. Charades. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'd like to point out that BBC Oxford's Travel News isn't in the middle of the Leon Ulis record. It's just in his car because he's got that thing switched on where it just gives you the local travel news and switches to the local station.
Wondered whether it automatically updated every day.
Anyway, thanks for your comments on Leon Ulis and Bleeding Love. A lot of people love it. A lot of people are not quite sure yet. Right, let's see what kind of weirdos you met this weekend on Flirt Divert. Did you take the number out with you, like I told you to on Friday? 0770-774-914. Now, this first bloke, I don't think has ever used an answer phone ever before.
Hello? 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 You there? Hello? Huh? Hello? Hi? Hello? Hello?
No, I...
Oh, that'll work.
No idea what's going on there at all, has he? What is this new answer phone thing?
Unless the person had done a... I was thinking unless the person on the answer phone had left a message doing the pretending to say hello, blah, 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 blah. But then, of course...
It's Flirt Divert,
it's
Mark.
Flirt Divert, yeah.
And you're back in the room.
Yeah.
No, he just doesn't... He's never heard of an answer phone before.
No.
Now, last week, we thought that people were putting the Flirt Divert number on the back of their cars and vans in a kind of how am I driving kind of way. I think somebody might be...
driving like a idiot. I'll tell you what, if I catch you, you won't be driving. Got it?
I'd quite like if it was a whole company that had how am I driving and then the Flirt Divert number on it. Wouldn't that be amazing? Let me know if you're like the head of a company and you'd be up for that, because we get some great messages.
That person is obviously driving worse than last week's one, because he was just a prat last week.
As you're driving like a idiot. I'll tell you what, if I catch you, you won't be driving. Got it?
Maybe like the Royal Mail could do it. I think we could rope them in.
The AA?
Quite like that. The AA would be good, yep. Now, try and understand why this girl got given the Flirt Divert number at the weekend.
Yes, how are you? I had a great night last night. It was very good. You're so cool. I love your hair. It's so cool. You're like a mini rainbow. And so, there's another. Anyway, do you want to meet up sometime? It was so great.
Oh, God.
No, go away.
Go away. Imagine you wake up in the morning with that on your actual answer phone. Now, to me...
I'm glad you said answer phone at the end.
To me, that sounds like maybe a member of a boy band has given her the number. Because she sounds like one of those annoying fans that follow McFly around all the time.
Hi, you. I had a great night last night. It was very good.
Not just McFly fans, I mean any boy band.
Oh. You're so cool. I love your hair. It's so cool. You're like a mini rainbow. And there's another. Anyway, do you want to meet up sometime? It was so great.
Who in McFly looks like a mini rainbow?
Well, the only thing I can think of is Danny has got probably hair that girls would love.
Yeah, they're not rainbow-coloured.
I can't think of any boy band with a member with rainbow-coloured hair.
No.
Right, I don't understand this next one at all. Laura, you're a girl, help me out.
Ah, sexy, remember this.
Right.
Does he play the flute?
Why would she remember him going... Listen again.
I sexy, remember this.
Has anyone ever done that to you on a date, Laura?
Not that I remember, no.
You would remember, wouldn't you? Because it was stupid.
I think I'd quite like it, though.
Would you?
Yeah. I'd remember.
Yeah, you would remember. And now, an exciting new activity, but not for the whole family. Check this guy out.
Hello, I see your number in Vibes. Could I say domesticistic paintball? We've got 16 of us that want to do it. Your price seems a fair price, because it's a bit out of the ordinary, and we understand your insurance won't cover it because we're just being flip flops and a half. But yeah, if you can call us back, 01 1. Name's Glenn. Cheers, bye.
Did you know they did that?
Hang on, flip flops
and a mask. Paintballing.
So you're paintballing tackle out?
Yeah. That's the idea.
I see your number in Vibes. Could I say domesticistic paintball?
I didn't even know that existed, did you?
You would hope that it was cold on that day, wouldn't you?
But he's got 16 people that want to try it out.
We've got 16 of us that want to do it.
It's obviously more popular than I thought.
You know quite a lot about it. You appear to.
We've got 16 of us that want to do it.
What happens in that, do you think?
I would imagine you try and hit each other on the wanger.
Do you shoot yourself? Or is it like, shoot me, go on, just shoot me?
You get other people to shoot at you.
We understand your insurance won't cover it because we're just being flip-flops and a half.
That's got to hurt.
I would imagine so, yes.
We understand your insurance won't cover it because we're just being flip-flops and a half. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.